Are you ready to get revved up? Are you ready for some more common sense positive information with Mike Spillman's Future You University? Strap yourself in and let's get started. Here's your host, Mike Spillman.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mike Spillman's Future You University, kind of rebranding this now to Mindset Matters with Mike Spillman. Thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Mike Spillman. I appreciate you spending a few moments with me today. By the way, we believe that your greatest education takes place on the campus of your mind. And I also believe, please hear this loud and clear, that as long as there is breath, there is hope. If you don't hear anything else I say today, if nothing else sticks with you, please let this be the thing that stays with you. As long as there is breath, there is hope. No matter how big, how dark, how impossible things may seem, you have the opportunity today. Every day that you're alive and breathing, you have the opportunity to begin the process of turning things around and changing the direction of your life and for your life. That is an absolute truth. It is an absolute fact. And I hope that you will allow that to sink in to where you begin to live it, believe it, breathe it. Thank you, Hudson, for another great introduction. And if you would, before we get started, let's just pause just a moment. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity today that you have blessed me with to share information. I don't know who's listening, don't know who the listener is, who they are, where they're from, even what time period they're listening to this podcast. God, help them to understand that they are not here by accident, that they are here for a reason and on purpose. God, use me to deliver the message that they need to hear today. Different people will hear different things in this message. But I pray those that are seeking, that are needing some answers, that there'll be something, God, that will connect with them. Thank you for that opportunity. Father, all these things I pray in the power and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. As this is being published, it is being published on April 1st of 2024. This is the first day of the second quarter of the year. So in other words, the first quarter of 2024 has already come. And it's gone. It's now in the rearview mirror. And this goes beyond those that have made quote unquote New Year's resolutions, which I've talked about quite often from time to time. But as you laying out your plans, as you lay out your plans for the year, and as you look now at where you have traveled or where you have gone or how far you have gone or how little you have traveled during this first quarter. We look back and again, we see that first quarter is gone and it's a time to kind of gauge and kind of see exactly what's what. Here's the thing. You can't go back and change anything. You can't. Nobody's come up with a way to do that yet. Time travel, still can't do that. Still can't go back and start over again. Now, what we can do is go back and look and examine what did or did not take place in the first quarter of this year. And hopefully we can learn some lessons. Maybe we can see where we need to tighten up a little bit and do some things that maybe can help move us forward. And maybe we can also look and see where we need to get rid of some things, make some adjustments, whatever it may be. And that's exactly what we're just simply talking about today, is as you desire to move forward, to progress with your future self, again, Future You University. That's the whole idea behind Future You University. What do we do? I mean, we can look at our calendars and we can scratch our heads and we can wonder what happened. But what I want to share with you today, what I'm going to suggest with you today is a phrase that I came up with just a few minutes ago that I want to suggest maybe that you take a look at and see about applying this to your daily journey, your daily progress. And that's this, is intentional progress. Intentional progress. If we desire to have progress and to move forward in and with our lives, we must be intentional. So there's a lot of people that have goals. There's a lot of people that have plans. There's a lot of us that intend, quote unquote, to achieve certain things, but we may intend without being intentional. Does that make sense? When we talk about intentional progress, it is a very definite exercise in doing the things that we must do in order to intentionally progress and move forward. So I want to plant that seed with you today. We'll be talking more about that as we continue on. But I want to encourage you to be intentional and to make intentional progress. Map out, see exactly what is it that I need to do today? What is it that I need to accomplish this week in order to intentionally move forward? There's some things that I need to intentionally achieve in my life. And I've got up here on a bulletin board I've got over here. I've got a sign that says, don't get overwhelmed. Don't get too busy. One thing at a time. That helps me try to be intentional, but I still have to be even intentional in my intent to focus and not get overwhelmed. How about you? Will you join me in this process? I'd love to hear your comments, what you think about when I say intentional progress. I'd love to get your feedback. Leave them down. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave them down in the comments below. If you're listening to this with the podcast, you can send any comments you have to me at mike@futureyouuniversity.com. mike@futureyouuniversity.com. By the way, those of you watching the video, that information is in the details down below. Intentional progress. You can do it. I can do it. We can do it intentionally. Thank you again for joining me today. I want to encourage you to have a blessed day by being a blessing in somebody's day. And whatever you do, be sure to make it an awesome day, because, hey, who else is going to do it before you? Here's your answer. Absolutely nobody. See you later. Take care.